Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly Radio Show. Thank you for being with us today. You got a question. It's question and answer time now. If you've got a question, you can certainly submit that over to us to get that question answered. You can do that by emailing us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you'd rather talk to us, you can jam your fingers in your phone and give us a ring-a-ding-ding at 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-SHOW. You want some numbers on that? That's 1-800-927-7469. Had a number of questions come in this week. Holly, let's see what we can get through to the top of the hour.
Can I trim my zucchini plant and can I tie them up? I have a raised bed and they're really just taking over. And also, can I trim my radishes?
Okay, first of all, radishes you cannot trim. Radishes will take 30 days to reach maturity. As the day lengths are longer now and the temperature is warmer, they're going to seed. They're going to put flowers on, have a vertical center growth, and put pods on that are edible until they begin to change color. And they taste just like the bulb. And if you're in that position, you can save those pods. Let them dry on the vine. They'll turn into a very brittle, brown, styrofoamy-like texture. And each pod will contain 5 to 7 seeds. And you can plant those for fall or next spring. Or what we've done a couple of years in a row is just let them go naturally. And they seed themselves voluntarily. And then in the spring, we have a whole patch of radishes that we have not planted that come up when nature says it's time for you to grow. On the zucchini, you can tie it up. I wouldn't use a tomato cage. I would use a stake, and you can gently bend that plant and allow it to grow vertically. You can cut some of the damaged or discolorational leaves off along the main growth stem. But other than that, you should be able to maximize a little more space by growing them vertically. There's a lot of different techniques online that will work. But the key to this, wherever you're at, however you're doing this, be very gentle. You snap the plant off, you've killed the plant. So put the stake and gently twist that or bend that thing up. And if you think you're bending too much, stop and try to readjust. All right, next question, Holly. Can I reprocess chicken broth? I had one jar that did not seal. I didn't get the cap on straight. I assume the band, and it didn't. The lid didn't seal. I put it in the fridge, and can it be reprocessed in a few days?
Well, I wouldn't wait a few days. I would reprocess it as soon as you can. But you want to leave it at room temperature, or you want to, you know, if it's in the fridge now, you want to bring it up, make it room temperature, and then you can start your canning process. But I wouldn't wait a few days. I would immediately reprocess it as once it's room temperature, whatever that means when it comes to the canner, or maybe if you want to leave it overnight and do it the next day, but don't leave it for a few days.
Okay, with people who are canning, whether for the first time or the second time, years, what is the rule of thumb on these jars that do not seal? And is there certain things which it's not advisable to reprocess? I'm thinking pickles may be one of them because the more heat you put to them. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Right. So pickles, definitely you don't want to necessarily reprocess because they're going to get typically kind of mushy. Same thing with jam and jelly, because that process of making the whatever jam up, gel up, reprocessing it might make it watery or it might make it tough. So jam or jelly, you don't want to reprocess, but everything else you pretty much can. You just want to do it within like 24 hours.
What is, and she, I assume this person indicated that they didn't get the band on correctly to seal that flat portion, which is the lid. What, besides that, what is one of the more typical results of a jar not sealing properly through the canning process?
If you have a jar that has dings or dents where it should be sealing,
when we talk about, we're talking about the glass rim of the actual physical jar, you rub your finger around and it's smooth is what you want.
Yeah. Or if there's moisture, so before you put the lids on, you take a paper towel and you just wipe around the top of the rim, and then that will help the moisture too. And sometimes it just happens. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, also another thing that you do not want to do, and it's a no-no, is when the jars come out, first of all, you don't want to tighten them down super tight, the bands to press them down because they won't seal right there. The other thing is when they come out of the canner, speaking of water bath, You don't want to set them down and then I'm just going to tighten them to make sure they get tight. You don't do that. That's a no-no. That can actually cause a false seal, and then you've got problems down the road. So some things to keep in mind. All right, next question. Some of my cucumbers are very large and are turning orangish yellow. What did I do wrong?
Unfortunately, you didn't pick them soon enough, so they want to go to seed. They'll probably be bitter. So what you want to do is you want to pick them when they're smaller and green. You don't want to be like, I have the biggest cucumber.
Because you're going to have the biggest cucumber that nobody will be able to eat.
Right.
Back on the farm, that was called pig feed.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you want to harvest them when they are like the normal cucumber size for whatever they should be.
And you don't have to harvest cucumbers when they are the store size, you know, 7 inches long and 1 inch high. You can harvest them when they're baby cucumbers, too. There's no, you can harvest them early. And the frequency of harvesting will encourage the plant to continue to produce more cucumbers. And if you're able to grow them on a trellis, studies have shown that you can double the amount of cucumbers your plant produces because they're vertical, because they can get more air, more pollination capabilities on that. So to keep that in mind, also, you know, if you do lemon cucumbers, they're going to be yellow. So you keep that in mind. But yeah, it's going to be bitter. And if you want to save seeds on a cucumber and you have more than one variety growing in your garden, forget it. They're going to cross-pollinate. Very, very high probability that if you have two different types of cucumbers, a Boston pickling and a Market Moore 76, they have cross-pollinated. So don't worry about saving the seeds. Spend the $2 or $3 it costs to buy a new pack of seeds next spring and go that route. All right, let's see here. What is the best way to harvest my microgreens? Will they continue to produce after I have harvested them?
Well, so what you want to do is you want to harvest them when they're – so you plant them in a flat. So the best way to grow them is to plant them in a flat with like a 10 by 20 flat in thirds. So you want to plant one day, and then a few days you plant in another third, and then a few more days from that you plant another third. And you just want to – you want to – harvest them when they're about 2 inches tall, and then that's it. They're not going to keep coming back. They're not like a cut and come again. That's why you want to do like the succession method where you break the flat into three sections.
Or if you're really into microgreens, do three separate flats a week apart.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you really into microgreens, you want to do three separate flats. That's fine too. But just about a week apart between the planting, and then you'll have a continual harvest of microgreens.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.